Evening. Thank you. We began with the opening pasuk of Kohelet, which in its simplest form seems just to be introductory. These are the words of Kohelet, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. We put some pressure on the different parts of that pasuk. We turn to the second pasuk, the most famous verse from all of Ecclesiastes, Hevel Havalim Kol Hevel, everything is vanity. And again, we put pressure on the seven different vanities. And then we turn to the next section this evening. And the next section is not just speaking about the world as vain and empty and lacking substance, but precisely vain in its cyclical nature. Everything just goes round and around and around, and nothing ever changes. It says the rain comes down and it goes to the sea and then it evaporates and it goes round again. The sun rises and the sun sets. In fact, that is the pasuk that we'll look at this evening. Pasuk Hey, Zarach HaShemesh Uvah HaShemesh. The sun rises, the sun sets, Ve'el Mekomosho Ev Zarechu Sham, and then during the night, how do you translate the word shoef? I'll be shocked if anybody had a good answer for that. It's complicated. It doesn't appear that many times in Tanakh. Shin Aleph Pei, the root. Shoef means, well, it's translated differently. The first translation we have is, and it hastes back to its place. The sun rises, the sun sets, Ve'el Mekomosho Shoef, and it hastens back to its place. And anyone here, hands up if you've seen Fiddle on the Roof? A lot of people haven't seen Fiddle on the Roof. What's the most famous song from Fiddle on the Roof? Okay, well, I set that one up. I imagine you would have said tradition if I wouldn't have asked you. Say again.
Matchmaker
is a good one, too. That's entertaining. And they have different notes, right? Tradition. Say again. Oh, that's true. And as I said, they all have different notes, right? Some aspirational, some entertaining, matchmaker. And sunrise, sunset is perhaps the most moving moment. They try to kind of pull your heartstrings right in the middle, literally, as the sun sets. Young couple under the chuppah, and the music, the violin starts to play. Sunrise, sunset. And of course, that is taken straight out of this pasuk in Ecclesiastes. Sunrise, sunset. And what is the nature, the tenor of that song as Tevye sings? What is he basically suggesting? Anyone remember the lyrics? Don't make me sing it.
Life moves on.
Sunrise, is this the little girl I carry? It's basically about how quick life is, right? It says, is this the little girl I carried? Is this a little boy at play? I don't remember getting older. When did they? That's literally the words there. But it's about sunrise, sunset. It just time moves so fast. There is another way to read this. The JPS, Jewish Publication Society, says Shoef, actually, in other places, Eov and elsewhere, has to do with labored breathing. And Shoef, Mekomo Shoef, means that it really, it pants, P-A-N-T-S, like trousers. It pants back to its place, which in the words of the JPS commentary, this metaphorically evokes the strain of the trek, meaning the sun is panting through the night to get back, and actually it's slow. And I think for those of you who've ever been through a personal tragedy or trauma, and in fact, all of us, since everything hit in March, if I were to ask you, has the last 6 months felt long or short, what would the answer be? I think it probably depends. In many ways, it feels like it's flown by. Purim was yesterday, and I think in many ways, it feels like a decade has gone by. And time has this nature where it feels like it runs and it drags. And this is what's evoked by that word shoef, zoreach, ha-shemesh, uvashem, the sun goes up, the sun comes down, and the world just keeps going. Anyone familiar with Sisyphus? We're going from Fiddle on the Roof and Tevye to Sisyphus. Sisyphus was, in Greek myth, this figure who was punished by having to push a boulder up a hill. And what happened to the boulder? Roll back down. What did Sisyphus have to do? Push it back up. How long did this go on for? Eternity. And it was used by Camus, another existentialist in the 20th century, to suggest that's the condition of modern man. We just plug on through the day, we push up through work, through life at home, we go to sleep, we wake up, we plod through the next day, the sun comes up, the sun comes down, nothing changes. And it's quite pessimistic, but of course at the bottom of this, there is a fundamental thing that at this stage Kohelet is missing that he'll come to recognize at the end of the book and share with us, which is the sun goes up and the sun goes down and it's cyclical. But this isn't Groundhog Day. Not everything is the same. Every day when the sun comes up, the plants draw more energy. They photosynthesize. There's chance for growth and movement and change and progress. The pasuk before about the sun says, Dor halech, dor bar. The generation comes, the generation goes. But history changes with time. And that is a discovery Kohelet will have, that while in the big picture it looks like nothing changes, actually in our own lives we can take, harness the powers that we have to move the world forward.